Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. Comments or questions?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of collective bargaining agreement between the City of Carlsbad and International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW. Mr. Cass?
Mr. Mayor, council people, we bring before you tonight an update and for your consideration on bringing forth our contract for the IBEW union. We entered into negotiations in January of this year and concluded in March. Some major points that we fixed in the contract were, number one would be defining summer hours. They like to go to work earlier and quit earlier in the hot months, and we define that in this contract from May 1st to September 30th. We also amended the contract, to include 4 hours of our wellness benefit for union members who do not have city insurance. That was previously not allowed if you didn't have city insurance. On monetary, we included a previously negotiated educational pay MOU into the contract. We increased their annual sick leave buyback, if they have additional sick leave they'd like to sell back on an annual basis, from 33 to 40%. We also amended their clothing and tool allowance to include a cell phone and a raise that from 90 cents per hour to $1.28 per hour. The unions also agreed to a 0% increase due to our economic downturn, and we will come back in January of 2022 to discuss that. That was fair for all unions, and that will be across the board tonight, that, you know, with the city's position, you know, they were willing to work with us through these hard times we're encountering, so we were very thankful for that. And that pretty much concludes.
Questions or comments from Mr. Cass? I just want to thank Mr. Corman, who couldn't be here tonight, so for all of his hard work and all of IBEW.
Actually made it here, Mayor. Oh,
Corman. What was that?
Ted was confused. Ted thought you were saying him.
I'm confused. Further comments or questions about
Mayor, I'd move
number three? We might have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of collective bargaining agreement between the City of Carlsbad and United Steelworkers. Mr. Cass?
Mayor, Council. Again, this will be the same, just to renew the contract with the union. Negotiations began in January and ended in March. They also receive the same summer hours from May 1st to September 30th. We agreed also to install a better STEP program as you work through water and wastewater operators. There was a discrepancy in the contract that allowed for a tremendous raise to go to level 2. And the city needs more level 4 operators. So we kind of evened out that raise and made level 4 operator. That was the big step. So we didn't have a bunch of career 2 operators. It was an important thing for the water department to have that. And the union was very understanding and willing to work with us on that one. And I'm very appreciative of that because I think that just makes us have a better city. Also, on holiday pay, when these guys are working on holidays, we increase that from time and a half to double time on holidays, just to reward them a little bit more for working on those holidays while we're all enjoying family time. Their on-call time also went from 75 cents an hour to $1 per hour while on call. They also received an annual sick leave buyback from 33% to 40%. And we increased their clothing allowance $3 per pay period. Also, to help with some compression we have in the department, we were able to give the journeyman foreman a 2% increase in pay, just to help with that. It's really bunched up, and those guys have a lot more responsibility, so there's 3 of them. So it was the right thing to do there. And we also ended with a 0% for a year and then come back in January of next year to renegotiate that and limited non-monetary.
Questions or comments?
Mayor, could I ask one question?
Counselor?
Casey, have y'all done a cost analysis? Just see what numbers have you found that this increased the city's pay to? I mean, what is it? Is it just a nominal amount? I don't know what $3 or $1.50 an hour to $2 an hour. What is over what we did? Is it?
It's a very small amount of money. You know, holidays pay is just a very brief time. Where water probably calls out more people during that time than the other departments. It was just, in my opinion, a good faith gesture to say, hey guys, you know the year we're having, so let's help a little bit while we can. That's what that was, just good faith. But I mean, the total exposure is on all of the increases to United Steelworkers, I would think would not increase more than around $8,000 to $12,000 a year. It's kind of hard to estimate on call time and holidays, depending on what happens.
Okay. Thank you, Casey.
It's very minimal, but just a good faith to say, guys, we appreciate what you do. We're going to help just a little bit.
Further questions from Mr. Cass?
I'll make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
And I want to thank Union President Mike Hernandez and all the steelworkers for all the work they did. So appreciate all your hard work. Number 5, consider approval of collective bargaining agreement between the City of Carlsbad and the Carlsbad Police Officers Association, CPOA. Again, Mr. Cass.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. Again, the contract for the police department is here. Again, we began in January, ended in March. To me, one of the things that we did here that meant a lot to me was we cleaned up the gender-specific language that still remained in their contract. to just recognize all members of the police department equally. It had some very male-dominated language, and we cleaned that up and removed all that from their contract. And, you know, between Chief Skinner and the union, we also amended some things to require 2 years for promotion for narcotics officers and detectives. They also, they do an assessment center for promotion, and they wanted to weigh that a little bit different. So we weighted it more towards the oral portion of that testing, because they stand before their peers during that portion of it. And then they felt that that was important to give a higher score in that instead of a test. Also, within that, we included the MOU that addresses educational pay into the contract. We also were able to give them a one-time clothing allowance of $600 at the promotion to detective or above. That's one time within your career to help you buy the clothing that's required in that job. You go from having a uniform to wearing a suit and tie at detective. So, and that was good to be able to give those guys. And also, they agreed to a 0%, come back in January next year with limited non-monetary.
Questions for Mr. Cass? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Mayor, I have a comment.
Councilman?
Yes, I thank you and appreciate it for the language you guys put in here for lateral transfer, for vacation, and I believe sick leave. I mean, that is going to be huge for the department to maintain some of our seasonal and officers.
And I did skip over that. I'm glad you pointed that out, because it has been it's kept the right people from having the job within the department the way we've done it in the past. So to allow the lateral transfers that came in, the opportunity to just keep their level of sick leave and vacation will allow the best candidate, and that's the police's feeling and mine, to have that promotion, to have that job, and to not be penalized for doing so.
I appreciate
it. So I'm glad you brought that up, because it was very important to me and to the PD to make sure that we did that fair. I mean, we came up with that process to recruit people here, and it was something that needed to be addressed.
Thank you, Mr. Cass. Further questions?
Aaron, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
No. We also have Union President Josh Culver over out here and Andy Carver in the back. I want to thank you guys so much for what all you did. Number six, consider approval of collective bargaining agreement between the City of Carlsbad and the International Association of Firefighters, IAFF. Ms. Austin.
Mayor, Council, thank you. The current agreement with IAFF, the fire union, expires on March 31st, 2021. And negotiations began for the next three-year contract on February 2nd and concluded with union ratification on March 2nd. The non-monetary modifications to the contract include updated contract language related to Minman Manning and reflect the current operations at each fire station, updated contract language related to educational pay to reflect an MOU signed on March 23rd, updated contract language related to force callouts, instructorships, upgrades, and promotions to more accurately and fairly reflect the current operations, updated contract language related to uniforms to allow for 6 duty shirts versus 6 button-down shirts. The monetary modifications include the first year of the contract will include a 0% raise wage increase, and wage increases for the second and third years will be negotiated beginning on January 22. And that would conclude my summary, unless there would be any questions.
Questions for Ms. Austin?
Mayor, move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
And we have Union President Mr. Riddle in the back here. Thank you for all your hard work. We appreciate it. And I'd also like to thank the management team that worked so hard putting this together. That'll move us to number 7, consider approval of resolution 2021-13, a resolution authorizing filing of an application to the New Mexico Tourism Department for the FY22 New Mexico Clean and Beautiful Grant, and I'd call on Ms. Garwood.
Good evening, Mayor Wendy, City Council. So I'm a little nervous. I've never done a presentation in my mask before, so forgive me. This year, I know most of you are familiar with the grant as I come up here every year. 50 cents of every motor vehicle registered in the state of New Mexico goes towards this grant fund, which is really cool. It's a really unique opportunity to get funds back down to our community. So obviously, whenever we have people coming back to our area, we want to encourage them to register their vehicles here. So it's another you know, gold star for the community if we can get them to do it, you know, and get those funds back into the Keep Carlsbad Beautiful program. With us being in the yellow here recently and just recently coming out of the red, it's caused us to look at this year spending the money a little bit different and requesting different things. I normally request money for youth trash pickups, you know, so I can contract groups to go out on, you know, our littered spots. I can get, you know, some extra help for River Blitz and things like that. Well, with this year, with us recently coming into the yellow, our state director in New Mexico Clean and Beautiful has kind of asked us to take a different approach, look at other things that might affect our community in a different way. So I came up with a list of things that I'm going to be asking for as an alternate to that youth cleanup money. So we will be doing the affiliate dues, the travel for the Keep America Beautiful Conference. It normally happens every February. This year it was it's postponed until November, so we'll be doing that this coming fiscal year. This year I would like to hire a youth intern. With the change in just our society as a whole, we were always about social media and advertising and things before, but that is really the way to communicate. If I was to spend all day every day on Facebook and Instagram and doing press releases and everything, it would take all of my time. So I know a lot of the youth are really, you know, they're in touch with that type of thing. I'd like to get a young adult on board and have them reach, you know, the youth and everything else. And I think it'll just be a good asset to keep Carlsbad Beautiful. Advertising costs, you know, to do social media boosts and, you know, newspapers, advertising in the Carlsbad Local. Purchasing an enclosed trailer. So I kind of came up with this working with the BLM out of the 6 Mile Dam cleanup. They have a portable trailer that they bring out to their events, and it has everything in it. You know, trash bags, it's got the grabbers, it has everything. So we want to try to get one of those. It's a feasible thing to ask for. It is a cost of under $5,000, so it won't have to be, you know, as a project or asset, however it needs to be classified for the city, but it's totally attainable through the grant, which is a really cool thing because I never had explored some of this. So this is actually a learning experience for me, for us to go through this whole COVID thing. And the last thing that I'd like to ask for is Mayor and I had talked about doing some landscaping for this building, for the annex. Back whenever I first started, that was a project he had talked to me about. So it's going to be right around $3,000, $3,000 to $4,000 that I can ask for that. And we can kind of spruce it up and make it look nice outside. Not that it doesn't now, but we can, you know, always always do an update. So that's where we're at, and I'm excited. You know, like I said, this year has been a little different to learn different, you know, aspects of this grant. Looking forward to see what the rest of the year holds. We're super busy. We were busy last year. I don't anticipate with us being in the yellow now and hopefully moving forward that we're going to outdo the cleanups that we did last year. So,
Ms. Garwood, you want to say a word or two about the award you just won?
Sure, yeah. So every year we are required to do certain number, whether it's paperwork, whether it's reporting events, it's efforts out in the community, whether it's radio. I use KCC radio before, you know, I know that they closed down. Anything that we can do in the community, we literally bumped it up so much that we got recognized nationally. We have the President's Choice Award for Keep Carlsbad Beautiful this year, or actually for 2020's events. One of the things that was told to me was, you know, we really stood out because a lot of affiliates were unable to be able to do the cleanups. And it's such a contradiction as to, I know how restrictive our state was, but through it all, Keep Carlsbad Beautiful was able to maneuver and find either those loopholes or find those opportunities to still make a difference. So we were awarded the President's Choice Award for 2020. So pretty excited about that. And it doesn't go just for me. We have a whole collection of people in this community, you know, businesses, do-gooders, volunteers, businesses that all contribute to it. So it's not just me, it's my group, for sure.
Questions for Ms. Garwood? Counselor?
I'd like to say to Mary, thank you so much for what you do. It's a thankless job, I'm sure, a lot of times. You know, nobody else wants to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you make it fun to me. I've been on your cleanups. Yeah. It's been a fun adventure going on those. And she has such a following. It for all of you, you guys should be there with her on these little adventures that she has.
I've seen a few of you, yes, here and there, yeah. And
thank you for what you do. I appreciate it.
And thank you all for your support.
Thank you.
It, you know, if it wasn't for that, for my backing, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm able to do too. So it's really cool to be able to go to the community and actually have, you know, people that I can point them to for the right answer or, you know, the support. So it's really good to have that on the back end. I don't have to tell people, I don't know, we don't know how to handle that. No, I know, you know, so it's awesome to have. Mm. And I thank you guys as well.
Yeah, further questions for Ms. Garwood?
Thank you for your leadership. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mayor, I'd move for authorization for filing of the funding through the application of New Mexico Tourism Department.
We have a motion?
Second.
Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
2 seconds. Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of resolution 2021-14, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 312 Nelson Street, owner Sean Tennyson. Ms. Ortiz?
Good evening. Before you is a request for a condemnation. It's a property at 312 Nelson Street in the Riverview Terrace subdivision. The owner on property on record is Sean Tennyson. However, we have been told that this is no longer the owner, but no official transfer has taken place. We have tracked down a Mr. Tennyson in the court system out of Oklahoma. But anything that we have sent to the property has not been replied to. Code enforcement has been working with this property since 2016. They've also been involved with the drug task force as well to clean up this property. Utilities have been off and on, turned off and on throughout the few years. We're not quite sure actually who is living in the property. We were told the new owner has her son living there, but we cannot confirm that. Any attempts to make contact with the tenants of the property have been thwarted, and it's a volatile situation. So we are looking to go ahead and clean up this property. The neighborhood would definitely like to see this property cleaned up. There's quite a few property abandoned vehicles that are parked along the right-of-way of that property. So we have been in discussion to go ahead and get those removed since they are on city property and along the right-of-way. But this is just, that's the side view of the property. And the backyard is quite junked up as well. So we'd like to go ahead and get this property cleaned up. Fire Marshal has also been out to the property and has agreed that it is a hazard. If there were a fire, it would be dangerous for personnel to get in there and assist.
Questions for Ms. Ortiz? Thank you. Further questions or comments from the council?
Nobody here for that, obviously.
No.
It was in Oklahoma.
No. We don't have a representative here, do we? No.
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve?
A second.
And a second? No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Number 9, consider approval of ordinance 2021-06, an ordinance authorizing the amendment of an agreement with the City of Carlsbad and Avalon Ranch for the operation of a substance abuse treatment facility for women and children, and to enter into a lease agreement. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing. Ms. Madrid Boyer.
Mayor and councilors, members of the public, the City of Carlsbad received two special grants back in 2016 in order to locate and either construct or remodel property for the purpose of a residential facility for the treatment of women and their children with substance abuse problems. The city has been working with an organization by the name of Avalon Ranch, which is a New Mexico nonprofit corporation, to bring that program back to the Carlsbad area. The New Mexico Department of Finance and Administration would not proceed with the grant process until the city had an agreement for the construction and operation of the facility. The city now has an agreement for the development and use of the property, and the agreement, though, was contingent on the city's receipt of these grant funds. Under the terms of that agreement, the city and Avalon Ranch have worked very, very hard together to select the property, and the property has now been renovated, and an existing structure is now complete at 106 North Mesquite. It's a beautiful facility, and we're ready to go operational. The construction and renovations were all done pursuant to procurement code. The city owns this property and will own all the improvements. Since the construction and renovation is now completed, an amended agreement is needed, and the lease of the facility to Avalon Ranch needs to be approved by an ordinance approved by the New Mexico Department of Finance Administration. The city administrator should be given authority to amend or change the lease if DFA needs any amendments or changes. Avalon Ranch would have to pay the fair market rental value of the facility, which would be determined after a qualified appraiser looks at the property and gives us a value. The rent could be paid either in cash with services or a combination of both cash and services. We have some representatives here.
Yes, we do. I'd call on the president of the Avalon board, Woods Houghton.
Move as fast as I used to.
You're moving, though.
I'm still moving. If you don't mind, I'm going to remove that. We want to recognize the work that former Councilman Jeff Diamond did in preparation for all this, and he really carried this ball for a long time.
Yes.
And we're now at the point where we're hoping to start accepting clients on the 1st of May, 15th of May at the very latest, you know. And we have, we started entering an agreement with Golden Services to administer this facility for us, because we're not mental health people. You know, we're just average citizens. So we found out that Golden Service was dissolving and had filed for dissolution with the state courts. So I'm also on the Lifehouse board. So Lifehouse and us started discussing about purchasing Via Esperanza and combining that with Avalon Ranch because of duplication of services and there's economy of size, and there's no use paying two bookkeepers, et cetera, you know. So that's where we're at. But part of that is we're also, and I'll let Phil speak for Lifehouse, but we also will be taking over the counseling that was done by Golden Services. And they were the only people that were offering children's counseling in Carlsbad. We'd like to house them in this facility as well, so that they're there with the children and the mothers that are going through this facility, but they'd also be able to accept outside clients. So that's one amendment to this lease agreement that we'd like to see. So I think that's all I was supposed to say.
Does anybody have questions for Woods?
What, Mayor?
Counselor?
What kind of counseling is it for?
It's for children, you know, over the course with the children with parents who are in substance abuse.
Okay.
So they will be there housed at that facility, so that makes it real easy for them. But for children outside, it's for whatever, you know, counseling is necessary. The statistics, and I used to be able to rattle them all off, but one in five people will need counseling at some point in time in their life. I teach mental health first aid as well, and it's something that we don't like to see the stigma for mental health removed, you know, but that's not happening too fast. So.
Further questions for Woods? Thank you, Woods.
The really unique thing about this facility, if you don't mind me, is Children, Youth, and Families tells us that between 80 and 100% of their youth that are in their care are involved with, the parents are involved in substance abuse, and this helps bring family back together. Mm-hmm. And we treat both the child that's endured a parent, and we also will be treating the parent. And we have numerous examples in town where this has worked, and we're happy to say that. So, okay.
Thank you, Woods. Philip Houston?
Well, Mayor, Council, thanks for letting us be here tonight and supporting this agreement. I'm the executive director of the Lifehouse, and we've entered into an agreement, like Woods said, to manage the opening and the operation of Avalon Ranch. As the new operators of the Via de Esperanza, that's the only inpatient treatment program for substance use in our county. And we've inherited in that process an exceptional staff that has a lot of experience, very passionate about this, and it makes a lot of sense for us to be the ones who help with the opening of this really, really needed program. Lifehouse is also able to offer a kind of unique opportunity in the state, as we offer sober living. We have a house for women with children in particular, which is pretty rare. And so we're going to have a continuum of care available for these women to move beyond the 28 days of treatment and into a sober living environment, which we think will help outcomes and really help continue the work that started in this facility. I want to echo Woods in thanking the mayor, Jeff Diamond, Woods himself, Casey Cass, a lot of you at the city that were instrumental in making this facility get in the shape it is. It's really a really nicely done job, and between the facility and the staff that we're going to bring to the table, the resources the Lifehouse has, we really feel like this will be a great benefit and really be able to help a lot of lives. This is a generational problem, and having the women and their kids have the chance to get better means that their kids might not have to face this on their own later. So we appreciate your support, and if you have any questions about this, we'd be happy to talk with you, and we'd love to give you guys a tour of the facility when you get a chance to. So thank you.
Any questions for Philip? Thank you, Philip. Now, Kim Rogers, who I understand is going to be running the... Yeah, come on. And what's your position going to be, Kim?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and councilmen and women. My position at Avalon Ranch is I'm going to be the executive director working with Lifehouse and Avalon. And many of you may or may not know me, but my passion is children and working with their families, and we hope to bring lots of success stories from Avalon from in the beginning of their treatment to following them into outpatient treatment, into the under the sober living, and attending the IOP program. With Avalon, I can't express to you how much the community is going to enjoy that facility and the members that come to be in admission there. The building is state of the art. You guys have done a wonderful job. And we hope to have an open house so everyone can come before we have residents. We have a wonderful staff that we are building that are gonna work with the children and the mothers. As far as their daily practices, we're going to have a daycare available for the mothers while they are attending programs in outpatient, or not outpatient, in group settings, so that they can have a break from their kiddos, but also have some social skills for the children, together as groups, counseling for the children, and then some parental skills with the children and some group therapy as well. It's a wonderful adventure for Carlsbad.
Question for Ms. Rogers.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful deal. Sounds great.
Thank you.
It's going to be so good for the city.
It really is. Exactly. It's wonderful. Yeah. Every city needs something like that. It's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else for the ordinance? Anyone want to speak for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Aaron, make a motion we approve the agreement.
We have a motion in 3 seconds.
Okay.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter. Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
That moves us to number 10, council committee reports. Do we have any committee reports from councilors? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 11, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
We're adjourned.